When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're in here once again. Bandman Kevin, how you feeling, man?
I'm pretty good.
It's good to see you, man.
Yes, sir.
How you living? You got a lot more ice since I last seen you.
Yeah, I've been going crazy on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting because when we did the last interview, it was kind of like we were having the conversation. Tell me about your scamming past.
Yeah.
You went to jail. Tell me about that. Tell me about what you're up to now that you're out. But it feels like you caught your footing pretty fucking quickly and have managed to find some new scams. They can't keep a good hustler down.
Yeah.
Not even scams.
Yeah. Basically, what I did was I noticed that I've been doing a lot of interviews like with you and like Sean them. So I was just like, instead of like, well, I still do interviews, but I'm like, I can record myself and put it on OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? And people so into our interviews, they like, shit, I'm gonna pay to see what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just was like, I'm gonna just make money off of what I got going on as far as my information of what I've been through, basically.
It's crazy because in the early days of me starting to do interviews, it was kind of like there just wasn't that many people doing interviews. But now it's like a lot of people are realizing, like, every time Vlad has somebody on a couple times, or Sean Cotton has somebody on a couple times, or I have somebody on a couple times, that person starts to think, oh shit, like, I'm giving these people content and that's cool because it's helping make me bigger, but why don't I start making my own content? And for you, I think it's like really clever how you went about it, because you sort of realized, like, I can do a better job framing my knowledge for my YouTube and make more from that than just going and just giving all the knowledge to everybody else. Like, why don't I have my own platform for that?
Exactly. No, I don't mind like doing interviews and stuff like that. I just, the way that I'm doing it for my OnlyFans, I'm really trying to teach people, as far as like, I'm really trying to like get into the credit and help people start businesses and stuff like that. Cause I know what I got going on. I feel like if I was just down for 3 years and I can make money, I feel like anybody can do the same thing. So I was just like, I'm gonna do that. And my stuff been going crazy. As soon as I signed up, the first day was like 20,000. You know what I mean?
20,000 first day.
Yeah.
Holy
and
shit.
Been going, as we making money, I'm making money right now while we sitting here. You know what I mean?
Right. So did you, like, for a long time, I'm sure that when you first heard about OnlyFans, probably for the first year or so, you thought it was just exclusively for sexual shit. So when did you sort of start to, did you see anybody else hustling on there that wasn't just selling pussy, or did you?
No, I just really was just like, man, bro, I'm going to just try to get on there and just put something different and just see what happened. Basically, I was just testing it. People was like, bro, you should get on there and like do videos about credit and talk about, you know, finances and stuff like that. And I'm just like, man, I'll see. And then when I posted it and it went crazy, I'm like, wow, like, I'm gonna go hard in this lane right here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It went crazy. I couldn't believe it.
And it makes a lot of sense too, because I mean, you're somebody who, you know, you have this knowledge. And the thing that I find interesting about it is that there's a lot of people giving like advice for, you know, how to have good credit, how to take care of your business, how to maybe like make your life run smoother in a lot of regards. But with you, it's coming from a place where it's much more relatable to your audience, where they look at you and they've seen you sort of like go from the legal world to the rap world to doing this, and that sort of allows them
jail. Right. You know what I'm saying? They like, so it's super relatable.
You
it's
speak
like,
their language.
Exactly, bro. So they like, I understand. If he can do it, I can do it. He's just like me. I can make money just like how he can make money. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not impossible. Like, when you listen to certain people, it seems like when you look at their lifestyle, you're like, I don't know if I can do it.
Mm.
But if you look at me, you're like, I can do it. He did it. He was down. You know, I've been out here doing what I've been doing. I'm going to try it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm going to try it. And then with my OnlyFans, people are getting results. Like, if I tell them how to get credit with like primaries or trade lines, they're signing up and their credit score is actually going up.
Mm.
So they're like, wow, like, my credit score went up, man. Thanks a lot. That is why it went from 93,000 a month. Now it's at 220 a month.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it only been 5 months.
That's serious.
Yeah.
Was some of it the motivation of like seeing how crazy ass amounts of money that girls were bringing in on there? And you were like, you know what? Like, people clearly are drawn to this platform and feel like this platform is a good platform to use. But it has, you know, it's more open than just the sexual shit. But I mean, the girls, like, I'm sure you know girls who are bringing in stupid amounts of money.
Yeah, I got like 3 girls that's on it. That's why I'm making so much money, because I manage like 3-4 girls. I take what I like investment, and I basically pay bigger girls like at 5 million, 6 million on Instagram, and I run their OnlyFans through their stories and their main pages to boost their money every month. Right. So the girls that I got, one make like 60, one make 110, the other one make like 88,000 a month.
So she's making 110,000 a month. How much are you taking? 20%?
Half.
Yeah. Wow. And you're just helping promote them and help manage them? And
I'm putting the money in them.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So of course, they wouldn't be how big they are if it wasn't for me.
Right.
So I'm basically taking like $20,000. You know, these girls want a lot for posts.
Yeah.
They might want, just for a 24-hour repost, they want a $1,500.
Yeah.
Main page, $5,000. I've got to make my money back.
Right.
But it's growing their Instagram pages, it's growing their OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? They be wanting photo shoots, all types of stuff, so.
And it's crazy, too, because, like, this is real legitimate business and real legitimate money. Like, certain people that I know who a couple years ago were focused on signing artists, finding rappers, et cetera, have now almost exclusively, like, moved over to signing and managing OnlyFans girls, because it's wide open.
Man.
Every rapper who got 10,000 followers already got labels hollering at them. They already got, you know, people trying to manage them, people trying to work with them, whatever. And we all know that the shelf life of a rapper is oftentimes very short. Even if you have a huge song, even if you got a couple hundred thousand followers, a lot of times it's really hard to monetize a rapper, especially in this day and age where they can't really tour and shit like that. Like, you know, selling people on a rapper, I mean, you know, there's already fucking the baby.
It's too many of them.
There's already the Migos. Like, you could be fresh as fuck.
Yeah,
you could be good at rapping, but it's hard to come in and compete with the Migos.
That's why, I do music, but I'm not super excited about music. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like most of the gurus that I look up to are billionaires. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I know rappers that's billionaires, right? But I feel like I can be the next, like, educational type of person who's worth the $1 billion, because it's just education. They have to sell CDs. I can sell knowledge, what I know, and make a lot of money. Like, I'm dropping courses, and I'm dropping, and I do phone calls, bro. I do $150 phone calls.
Really?
10 minutes per call. And it's irritating. It gets that crazy. I'm like, we got calls that's booked for like next week.
Really? So you have people helping you book all this stuff and everything?
Yes, me and him. You know what I'm saying? We just FaceTime all day, all night, bro.
Right. And so
this is from OnlyFans. They just want to talk to me. After they subscribe, after they did sign up for the primary sites for their boost, their credit, the trade line sites, now they want to talk. They want to have a conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
And some people just be like, man, I look up to you. I watch your YouTube videos and this and that, and just 10 minutes. But just off that, that's a whole nother bag besides OnlyFans.
What kind of stuff are people really trying to talk to you about on these phone calls?
Some people be trying to talk about scams. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, I'll be like, man, I ain't trying to talk about no scams. You know
so
what
you
saying?
Don't even want to be involved with giving out that kind of information?
No, because you want me to be honest? I think the reason why my OnlyFans is going so crazy, because our interview, I think that people think signing up for my OnlyFans, they're going to learn scamming. Honestly, I think that. But when they get on there, they be like, damn, where the scamming stuff at? It's no scamming shit on there. It's just basically me telling you about stuff that's going on in the world as far as scams is going on in the world, and actually trying to help you get yourself in the right order so you could not be like me and go to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of the scamming stuff realistically is the kind of stuff that people do when they have nothing. Like,
exactly,
when you have $0, if you have $100 or whatever, that might seem like a good option. But then if you could give somebody real knowledge and be like, this is how you start a small business, this is how you could, you know, start doing your OnlyFans thing, how you could start, you know, really monetizing whatever it is you're doing.
They love it, bro. I even showed them how to go get... So you know how a lot of people, like rappers, come out, right? They started, let's say if they started an Instagram page, basically they want to get a lot of followers, right?
Right.
So I told them, man, if you sign up for this site, you can get a whole lot of followers. You can actually buy people's accounts.
Yeah.
You can buy an account with a 500,000. You can buy a YouTube channel with 1 million followers.
Right.
If you have the money, you can do this. Because a lot of people have money and they're like, oh, I want to start an artist. I want to get this going on. But they be cheap. They try to... hey, bro, you think you can share my artist page? No, just buy him a fan base. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I showed him how I do ads. I spend $40,000 a week on ads, right. Advertisements. So that's how my OnlyFans is also going up as well. My YouTube is going up and stuff like that because I'm basically telling them exactly what I'm doing. Mm. So they can do exactly what I do. That's why they mess with me because step by step, I'm like, okay, I pay for ads, I buy pages, you know what I mean? And I'm just building traffic from all over. Snapchat ads, Twitter ads, YouTube ads.
Well, what kind of stuff are you advertising on there? Because I see when I go on Facebook, I always see that there's like some new company that is just serving me ad after ad after ad for their product. But when you see that many ads for that product, that means that when they make one sale, that they're making enough money to justify them running shitloads of advertisements on Facebook.
So basically, you talking about what I'm doing on OnlyFans, basically?
So, but you advertise your OnlyFans on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever, or how does that work?
This is what I do. Okay. Let's say if I'm talking about, it's a perfect example. Okay. In my YouTube, I'm giving away free knowledge, right? Uh-huh. About stuff that's going on in the world. So what I do is once I advertise it to you, they ask for a link. I put my OnlyFans link in the bio. So when they say watch now, they're going to click and it's going to go to my YouTube or my OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So if you like what I'm talking about on YouTube, you basically sign up for my OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm telling people about credit and stuff like that. And they're like, okay, cool. Let me see what's to his OnlyFans. Like, let me see people. Because people on there like, man, my score went up. Mm-hmm. This and that. You know? So people keep resubscribing because of results. Mm-hmm. If it was a scam or if I was finessing them, why would they keep re-signing up?
And that's what I always think when I see girls who are like, I had one girl like hit me up and tell me, yo, I made $30,000 off pretending to fuck this dude on my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's crazy that you feel good about that.
Yes,
because just fucked up your whole relationship with your whole fan base.
Yeah.
Next time you drop merch, that big chunk of your fans who paid for you to fuck this dude and you didn't really fuck him are going to be sitting there thinking like, nah, I ain't fucking this lame ass bitch.
Yeah, she a liar.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I would never, you either gonna do it or not. Like, what are you pretending about? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you guys got to get in. Because OnlyFans, you can make a lot of money, but you just can't trick them. Like, they don't want to be tricked.
Yeah,
they'll keep signing. Like, mine's a steady going up. I'm at $220 a month right now.
Right.
Next month, I'm trying to get to like $250.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
And so you see real results from the ads that you're running on different social networks and stuff?
Seriously.
So how do you decide how much money to spend? Because it's like, if you could spend $100 and make $120 or $150 or whatever, that's a great return. But then by that logic, shouldn't you then also be spending $10,000 a day instead of $1,000 a day?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, for instance, Instagram guarantees me if I spend $6,000, they will push my ad in front of 1 million people, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so you do 10%. You do 2% going to your OnlyFans. That's a bag, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to click up, and if you make it interesting, when you make like the thumbnails or the video, that little clip, if it can sell them on whatever, it's about being a great salesman as far as like selling like the vision as well.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because people see them ads all day, but what makes yours different? Like, can they really get help? People do want to get help. And people definitely want to make money. They want to get help. They want to learn.
Mm. The thing that I think is great about it, too, is the fact that I've always found it kind of depressing that when I meet somebody and they're a young person and they're interested in hip hop or the culture or whatever, and they seem talented to me, they seem like they got a good head on their shoulders. But all the time, I just see them putting their effort into trying to be a rapper.
Yeah, bro.
And
that's it's not it. Like, even with me, like I said, I'm really leaning towards the educational way right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you could put too much, and if it's not it, it's just not it.
Right.
You know?
Because at the end of the day, if you want to be a star rapper, it's like, you need to have that star power. And there's a lot of people who don't have the star power, who are maybe really, really good at business, really good behind the scenes, etc. They have different skills and different talents and stuff, but by trying to be the star of the show and be the rapper, it's not necessarily you. And they hold on to the dream too long before they realize that maybe they should be trying to do something else.
Exactly.
And there's so many opportunities in terms of I know people who are awful rappers, but they're clearly good at finding and spotting talent.
Exactly.
And if they were to take their effort and put it all the way into that direction, never mind starting like a YouTube channel, like even what I did, like there's a million people in hip hop that could have started interviewing underground rappers early on, like
exactly,
I did. That's a very like good idea, making content that a lot of people just aren't going to necessarily gravitate towards.
Right. Yeah, that is. You're right about that. You're right.
There's just like so much more out there than trying to be the fucking star of the show. And a lot of people are just not meant to be the star of the show. There's only going to be so many popular rappers. And yes, nowadays it's like there's room for a lot of rappers. There could be a rapper who gets a couple million views on a video, and that's just part of their overall brand as a entertainer and influencer.
Right.
But I feel like there's so much more out there, and it's interesting that your stuff can help, I think, a lot of people sort of get going.
My thing, when I start looking into like what rappers really get paid, and I start paying attention, like even I started paying attention to their jewelry. I started paying attention to how they, because you know, rappers, they show themselves every day usually, their background, what they drive. And like most of the rappers that's up and coming, like, cause these labels is kind of, you know, fucking them over, right? I'm just thinking like, is that where I really want to put all my attention and money into? You know, when I clearly know so much, I know a lot. So when I get around people, I'm always talking about this, they don't, and it helps them. So I'm like, damn, I could just talk about this on YouTube and, you know, OnlyFans and do it, you know, and make and clearly make millions of dollars in 5 months. Like, that means that that's your field. You need to stick to that field, you know, coming out with books and stuff like that. So,
oh, so you're thinking of doing a book?
Yeah, I'm doing a book and I'm doing class. I promise you, remember what I told you. I'm gonna make $3 million to $5 million when I drop these classes. Trust me.
Really?
All my fans, bro, they be like, bro, just drop a class. I'll pay whatever and this and that. And I'm like, damn.
But see, okay, that's what's interesting to me is you have the YouTube, so you have your sort of free tier of content. And I play poker, and I know a lot of these dudes who run poker websites and everything, and they sort of deal with this too, where you put out some percentage of your shit on Twitch or on YouTube for free.
Yep, you do.
And then you have your OnlyFans where there's, you know, content that you have to pay whatever, $5, $10 a month for. And then on top of that, do you have these courses where you charge more for that? So, How do you decide what information goes on what?
So my OnlyFans is $50 a month.
Oh, okay.
It's $50. And when I drop the classes, they will be $800 to $2,500. And I'm going to probably run like $100,000 on ads.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm guaranteeing you, I'm guaranteeing that I'm going to at least make $3 to $5 million when I drop. Including my book, going to be about $50. But it's going to be straight head on information, real knowledge that can really help you, not like, not... Because a lot of these big time people, what they do is they give you enough information to keep you coming back for the next. I'm going to just give it to them because I don't care.
Right.
Like, as long as I made my mark, and if you're real, you're going to come back like, okay, cool, I'm going to buy the next book because he gave me all this information in his first book. I'm not just trying to sell you little parts to get you to go to buy this book and buy that book. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just trying to, I'm just putting it out there. That's why a lot of people, like scammers and whoever else, don't really like me because I give out, they say I give out too much information. Like, oh man, you giving a sauce up, bro. You telling too much, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm only telling what I've been through in my life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And people mad as hell at me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why? So you teach how to protect yourself against getting caught up in scams?
Basically, I teach them how to like not get caught up, what to do. Like okay, for instance, like everybody was doing the EDD in California, right? That's the unemployment.
Yes.
So I was talking about the unemployment and people was mad. Like, he talking about the unemployment and, man, he going to get it caught up and this and that. These people that don't even do scams, they just talking, right?
There's nothing you're putting out there that the FBI is not already thinking about.
Exactly. Come on, bro. So when I'm talking about what I used to do with the debit cards and the check scams and all this, that shit is old, bro. You feel me? They've been new about this. I'm just telling you about my story. So I was basically saying, like, people who doing the EDD is basically getting the card sent to, they're doing the EDD from a computer that has an IP address, right? The IP address is basically like an address, right? But people think that they're being slick by doing it here. You still can get caught from the IP address. And then you getting the card sent to your real address. Like, come on.
That's like such basic scamming shit that you do, you just not gotta have be the shit way sent to your smarter. House.
Now, this is what I would say. I would say back in the day, what I would have done is I would have got the card sent to maybe my neighbor's address.
Exactly.
And stood outside, waited till the card came, and then grabbed the card when it landed. Versus sitting at my, these dudes is getting the card sent to their address.
But when you're waiting for it to get dropped off at your neighbor's address, are you scoping the whole block over and over, making sure there's no undercovers on the block?
Everything. Yeah. I'm making sure. Because you got to understand this. You're going to do at least 4 years behind that. Identity theft, forgery, fraud, all that, right? So do you got 4 years to give these people for not being protected, for not being safe? So you have to, if you're going to be doing that, you have to make sure it's right. You know, so I just feel like a lot of people, like when the people be getting caught, they be like, damn, how Batman feels about this and this and that. And I just be like, shit, that's, they wasn't really, number one thing with doing scams is security. You know security first, then you start doing scams. You don't just go up to the ATM, oh, I got a fake check, let me put it in the ATM. A real scammer gonna look at the cameras, you know what I'm saying? He gonna look around the blocks, he gonna make sure his license plates, he gonna switch the license plates, he gonna make sure he got some over his face. You feel me? It's a lot more to it.
Yeah, and that's what's sad is that you see people putting themselves in the position to potentially get federal crime, but then they're not thinking about it on the level of what they're doing. But I mean, at the same time, if you were to pick, you know, 10 people who are in prison right now for bank robbery or whatever, what are the odds that they actually did a solid job of really analyzing the situation that they got caught up in?
You're right. I mean, some people be in a like, I was locked up with bank robbers, and they was basically just saying that at the time and at the need, like, they... One dude told me his son needed some Pampers real bad, and his baby mama was stressing him out, and that's what made him grab his gun and go do it type shit.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Seriously. That's the wrong reason.
Yeah. He was like, man, I need, like, I was just like, damn, you got 12 years for that, bro? And he only got $40.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a tragedy. Yeah, it's crazy because, okay, so I was in here with Gata, who was on Lil Dicky's TV show, Dave, and we were just talking, and his homie goes, oh, you should put on this rapper, and we start checking his shit out, and I forget his name, but it's the rapper who had the song in the video about doing the
scams,
the federal unemployment scams through Corona or whatever, and then he got caught up, like, we're watching the video, and then the guy refreshes his phone, and he's like, oh my God, there's an article on Vlad, he got caught up. Like,
what?
You don't know who I'm talking about?
I know who exactly. I think I seen the video. Basically, what they did, they was basically showing all the mail they came.
Yeah, and bragging about the exact thing they were doing.
They basically just, they made the FBI job easier.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't get caught because of them, but you got to understand, when you start making money, you develop haters, right? Mm. So somebody who hated on them probably just called and gave a tip. Like, hey, man, do you see these guys doing this? So, yes, they did wrong. Yes, they showed all types of stuff. But you still have people who's negative. They're going to just call in like, bro, these people are doing this. So that was easy. Ain't no way they beat that case.
And the FBI is smart. You know, if they see somebody who's high profile or in any way trying to sort of showboat and show off what they're doing, they're thinking, if we bust this guy, that's potentially thousands of people who would have been trying to do the same scam that aren't going to do it because we just did a high profile bust.
Exactly. Same thing they did with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. When they bust me, they was like, they made an example, like, on the news, you know, it was crazy. You feel me? So it's just, they basically like, man, stop playing, like, get right. So that's why, like I said, the scamming, that shit is like played out. Like, I was just talking about on one of my videos about all these scams that's going on with the flipping, the Cash App flipping, like, all turn 300 to 3,000. Like, if y'all falling for them type of scams right now, like, you deserve to get scammed, because it's like, how could you let a fake page with 50 followers comment under your post and then you send them $3,000?
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, but they're doing that, though.
That's crazy.
Like, people are getting scammed left to right, bro. And it's just like, wow. Like, right now, people are going through hard times. It is the corona. The whole L.A. shut down, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people just need money. But damn, though.
Has COVID changed your hustle at all?
I mean, really, it just made me just be more into the internet, more to learn about, like, since COVID happened, that's when I did the OnlyFans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it just really turned me up more
with
everything else I had going on. You feel me? I was already lit before, you know, COVID. So now I'm superly, like, OnlyFans is really just free money.
So your primary investments at this point are your personal OnlyFans, then the girls that you're managing.
Yeah.
What else are, like, your other main sources of
basically
income?
I got Airbnbs, I got car rentals, I got what else I do?
So what, you'll buy an expensive ass car and then you just rent it out?
Yeah, basically. So for instance, Lamborghinis, $3,700 a month. I make anywhere from $17,000 to $30,000 a month, depending on how many times they rent out.
Really?
Yeah.
And who's renting this? Rappers?
No, random people in Miami, in Vegas. You see what I'm saying? Like, them the top hot areas where you can just really make a lot of money.
How do you make sure that they don't steal the shit?
You got to put like 4 trackers. You got to have them. You feel me? And you got to be monitoring your car a lot. Like, a lot of people monitor their cars. They look, you know, you got to, because like, if I'm renting to you, I got to judge you to make sure you're like, you feel me?
Right.
If you look like you might steal my car, then I'm not renting to you.
Would you rent to yourself?
No.
The version of yourself from a couple of years ago comes in. No. Wants to ride the car. Probably, you think you'd be able to see it?
To be honest, though, I'm not the face behind it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So if they send me, I use like people that's very professional. Mm. So because like I said, you know, I'm a felon. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do, it's not too much that I can do. You know what I mean? Like as far as like, so I'm like the investor. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I feel like I'm going to lose that investment and the person sent me like, do you think we should, because they got to send you the idea, send me the picture, the ID and all that type of stuff. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, go ahead. You know? But if I don't think, I'm like, no, I'm cool.
Right.
You know, I want to make sure you damn near got a Lamborghini too.
Mm.
I want to make sure you got full coverage insurance, the best insurance. And I'm going to look, when you send me your insurance, if you own a Corolla with full coverage insurance, I'm probably ain't going to rent it to you. I'm going to say it's not approved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it just makes sense.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, I mean, okay, this is my question though, when you're talking about that, it just feels like, even though that is a good amount of money, it feels like so much to think about. Yes. If I had multiple different luxury cars that I'm renting out at any given time, I feel like the having to keep an eye on where that car is and what person is renting it and stuff, it kind of drive me crazy.
But, no, but you hire a team for that.
Right.
Like, yeah. You don't really do nothing but just collect money. You know what I'm saying? Because really, you're just an investor. You can't put your face or anything on. You know what I mean? It's just a live. It's a company, and you're working with people who have their shit together, basically. You know, and you just investing, but... Yes, you can take a loss, but you're making sure you're not taking that loss.
Yeah.
And they're going to make sure you covered. They're going to make sure I'm covered. It's, you know.
It's interesting, though, because when I see a lot of people who get into the OnlyFans game, specifically girls, it feels like they start making so much money from that that then they kind of forget about every other hustle that they have going on. Because once you have that sort of passive income coming in, they sort of forget about, like, oh, well, I could build this up, too. And I even see it happen with myself. It's like once you get used to having the YouTube money or whatever coming in, it can kind of be hard for you to justify going and working your ass off to get another bag, because once you have, like, a good, solid revenue stream, it can really make you lazy.
Yeah, see, the thing is, what you have to think about is, what if it disappears tomorrow?
Mm.
So you have to have a cover up for everything. You have to be prepared for the worst.
Mm.
You have to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? So how I look at OnlyFans, I'm looking at it like it's all just free money, and it's better to take it and invest it and, you know, stack as much money as you can and just basically just wait on it to die off, because everything dies off. You know how it go. Like, even YouTube, you can get up to the top and then the shit can just, they can start making weird rules talking about, oh, well, you know, we can't do that because there's so much money being.
I used to make a lot of money making videos that were blatant sex clickbait, putting girls' butts in the thumbnails and shit. Not to mention, like, I got 3 million views doing acid in the woods. We were making videos of mad weed in the thumbnails and shit. And then one day YouTube's like, nah.
See?
My YouTube revenue went, it got cut 90% in the course of a month. Like, I was making 40K a month at one point, like maybe 2017 or some shit. And it went from 40K to 4K. In a month.
What?
And that was really, because that was like the YouTube adpocalypse where they really like pulled ads from a shitload of channels. But that was the thing that made me start streaming people's music, that made me start, you know, really going hard with the merch, just pushing in a million different directions. Yeah. So now that the YouTube income has kind of like come back to life a bit, it's like, well, I already have all these other streams of revenue coming now too that like I kind of built up, because like there was a time period when I first was making like $30,000, $40,000 a month off YouTube. Nobody could convince me to do anything at all. Right. Like, if you came to me with a business opportunity, I was like, you're talking to me about something that's going to make me $5,000 a month. I'm not going to do that when I got this other thing I'm doing right now that's making 40.
Right, right, right. No, I'm always prepared for the worst. Like, I always think, like, I'm not saying I think negative, but I just be thinking, like, man, this is cool. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm building up my YouTube. I'm building up everything else. That's why I'm trying to drop books and courses. I'm thinking ahead, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get all that revenue going on, then just do something big.
Do you look at somebody like Gary Vee and see him as a real inspiration of what you could be if you keep grinding?
Basically, Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I feel like I can be like that.
Right.
Like, I'm already thinking in my head, like, I think ahead, like, I'm gonna be just like that. Cause like, you gotta understand, their crowds are different from my crowd, right?
Right.
So if I'm teaching the same thing or doing the same thing that they're doing in my own skin, my fan base is different, so it'll be the same way. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, there's such a market for that information, because I remember one time Gary did a shoe release on Melrose, and there was a fucking line wrapped around and around and around the block. I could not believe how crazy this line was. And it also blew my mind that this line is like 80% black people.
Yeah.
Lining up to see like a fucking 48-year-old white guy. And I'm like thinking like, man,
for
like
information.
I'm not exactly sure what the connection is or what these people are being drawn to so much, but I think that there is like a huge lust for education and learning about financial literacy and stuff that isn't necessarily always being served. Like, it's not being served up to them in a way that they can necessarily see as relatable.
Exactly. So look, imagine this though, right? So you don't, it's not too many black guys in that educational field up there with them. So if I beat a person like that, I'm pretty sure they worth like $100, $200, $300 million, probably more. Mm. I thought Grant Cardone was probably worth probably like close to $1 billion maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, damn, I'd rather get a Netflix. Like, everybody's looking at all the bigger rappers, bro. They're nowhere near those guys, bro. Mm. They really got a bag. You know
can't
what I'm
find too many rappers that got like $10 million, $20 million in the
saying.
Bank.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. That's yeah. what I'm saying. So I just feel like by me taking those steps and doing what I need to do, I'm gonna be up there soon. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You feel like it's kind of do you think it holds you back in a way that you are still always going to be connected to the streets in a way?
Yes. That's the only bad thing, though, because you will have people who's just going to, like, even when they see you winning and coming up and they see you making too much money, somebody's going to come and try to be negative, you know what I'm saying, to the situation that you got going on, because they're always going to link that scammer or that he went to jail, or you know what I'm saying? They're always going to link that with you.
Right. Like, so, I see Gary Vee rolling around to spots, no security, but he also has no jewelry. It's just him and a couple of his employees. I couldn't imagine, like, you at a certain point, like, if you're really like a big name and you're moving around in crowded ass hectic areas and stuff, I just feel like it's so much more likely that you're going to draw some negative attention from people at some point. So it's kind of crazy that you're going to have to move around with a different set of concerns.
See how I'm doing it, right? So I'm doing it like how a rapper would do it, right? So you got to think, rappers attract jewelry and all that stuff attracts people, right? Mm. So the way that I'm doing it is, if I get major in my field, I will be like a Drake in my era. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, for the streets, but I can make so much money off of what I got going on, because people want information. Mm. You know what I mean? Even though people can have money, they still want to know something about, they still want to have their credit at an 840. Mm. They still want to just, okay, you got a store, but you want to have a lot of assets. You want to have, because I mainly what I do is I teach about, okay, you can buy a building. Let's say if the building costs $100,000 and the bank see that the building is $100,000 and you're paying it on time. Now you ask the bank for $500,000. They see you doing good with $500,000. Within the first 6 months, they will give you $2 million. Mm-hmm. And they will keep going up. Because a lot of this stuff, like these big hotels that Donald Trump owned, all that stuff is based off loans, 60-year loans, payments. So if he can do it, I can do it. You get what I'm saying? So that's how I look at life. It's about good debt. So I'm fine with being $200 million in good debt.
Mm, definitely.
That's my goal, basically.
Yeah. 100%. It's funny though, because somebody like Gary Vee doesn't really need to like advertise his success in a way.
Yeah.
But do you still feel like with the jewelry and the designer and shit, like how much of a part of that is like, it's almost like, because I remember what you were saying one time when we did the last interview where you said, all these dudes are saying that they're scammers, but I see what they're wearing, I see what they're driving around in, and that's not how scammers look where I come from.
Yeah. So it is, okay, as far as me, right? When I told you that, that's how I look at myself. So if I'm going to subscribe to a guy, I just need to see it.
Right.
Because there's so many scammers that's scamming you that's dressing regular, living regular, and driving regular, and don't have it really, right? So at least if I will have a little bit more confidence if I see you in this type of stuff. Now, yes, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, all these guys, they definitely not as flashy. They have a humble flashiness about themselves.
That's white privilege, though,
it's
right?
It's very rich, though, bro. Like, when I look at them, I'm like, I can tell that they rich. Like, I can tell. No ice in their watches. Big Richard Mille. It's a humble flex. That's what I call it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know they rich as hell.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't no doubt about it, bro. When they doing their videos from their homes to their cars, it's just not as flashy as, like, us. You know what I'm saying?
But do you... aspire to that in some way, or do you feel like this is just who your brand is in terms of being Bam Bam Kevo? Yeah, you gotta be fly.
Don't get me wrong though. I like they flex, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like I don't want to have to put on a suit and tie to be able to. I don't want to be fake. Not saying they're fake, but I don't want to have to be a different. I don't want to have to change up because they know my story. A lot of these people are subscribed to me. They're giving me all this money. They know my story and where I came from, and they're listening and learning from me of my experiences and what I've been through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they're actually getting results. So they're like, okay, cool. I'm getting results from what he. Let me resubscribe. Let's see what else he got.
Right.
You know. So that's really what it is. It's really not. Now, yes, I can put on a suit and I can, you know, barely be flashy, but then you will start having people try to dig more. Like, why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he showing this? You know, if I didn't show anything at all and just was promoting my OnlyFans, I probably wouldn't make $200,000 a month.
I feel like you in a suit, all of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, why are we going to listen to this dude in a suit?
Exactly.
Because that's not It'll relatable.
Be, and then, it will be fake.
Yeah.
It will be like the rest of all the other people that you have to change. You have to change it up because every guy right now going to have that's in their field got on a suit.
Mm.
So when you see it, you just like,
Right.
But damn, who's the dude with the chain? Something like he can. You get what I'm saying? That's a little different and it's more relatable to my crowd of people. You right. know? Now, I got a lot of, like when I'm on FaceTime, I'd be shocked.
Really?
It'd be whites, Chinese, Mexicans. It'd be all types of people.
Do they come back for more than one call a lot? You got people calling in 10 times?
It was like three different calls. People hit me back like, man, I'm calling again, bro. It was, man, I seen you like about YouTube videos that I dropped. They have questions on things. They have questions about. So when I start my LLC, they have questions about age corporations. I don't know if you know what an age corporation is.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's a corporation that you can buy. Instead of starting a new corporation with zero credit on there and zero history, you can buy an age corporation that's 15 years old that already comes with established credit, right? Mm. So guess what you can do with that? You can go to the bank and get a loan as soon as you buy it. It might be $15,000,
mm-hmm.
but it's 15 years old and it already dealt with banks. It already dealt with companies.
Right.
You don't have to build it up from the ground up and go paper trade lines and pay for all this when you could just buy an age corporation already built up. So a lot of people do stuff. So they have questions about that type of stuff.
Right.
So I'm telling them about this stuff. And they like, man, I never knew all my life. People be like 32, 35, you know what I'm saying? Just calling like they never knew about the stuff. So I'm like, I'm teaching them.
Yeah. That's crazy because a lot of people who are just like sort of coming into a large amount of money around this time, they start having to make weird decisions. Like my girl, she's made enough money from OnlyFans that her accountant told her, like, you got to buy like a lot of property
you
this
do.
Year. Like she's buying like a whole motherfucking apartment building.
Yeah.
And like she's just going to have her dad run it, whatever. And that kind of blew my mind when I realized like, holy shit, like you're about to be entering into a different category where if you buy 5 or 10 more buildings like this or whatever, you could really be like a real estate mogul by the time you're done doing OnlyFans.
Also, it's just about the tax purposes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the whole reason she got
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to buy it because taxes is going to kill you. They don't care about money. How rich people really stay rich, bro, is having the properties. And the banks look out for you anyway. Once you start getting these properties and sitting assets, they give you more money on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because now you got this sitting asset. You can say, hey, can I get $2 million towards this and towards that? They want you to help build a community. They want you to help. You know what I'm saying? So they're giving you plenty of money. It's unlimited money. It's just people don't know how to achieve it and like get to it.
Mm.
You know? And that's why I tell them credit is the number one thing.
Yeah.
Cash is cool, but credit is how you get what you really want.
Right. All right. So let's just do this as an example right here. You had an interview 1 month ago on Say Cheese. People scamming during pandemic from fraud loans.
Yeah.
500,000 views already. And then on your channel 3 weeks ago, how really to go from broke to rich?
Yeah.
Like, when you're putting out this kind of content, how much does that differ from your OnlyFans? Or how much do you feel comfortable putting out there on an interview or on your own channel for free versus, you know, taking it to a different level? I'm interested in how you segment this a little bit.
So basically, how to go broke from rich. I was going to actually use that video on my OnlyFans.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But my homie, he was like, man, just give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for free. But I feel like this, by me putting that out, people subscribing to my OnlyFans, like, man, he giving a lot of information in that. Let me go see what else he's talking about on his OnlyFans. So if I want to put it out, then they probably wouldn't have been so crazy about the, like, it's going crazy, but they probably wouldn't have made me go up an extra like $70,000. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, I feel like the YouTube is actually helping my OnlyFans.
Right. This is like a great example of a title right here. How to Finesse the Credit Bureau Out of an 800-plus Credit Score.
Yes, that was the best title
You're talking
world.
To the people Ooh. Right there. Because just saying finesse, whereas if you had just said how to get an 800-plus credit
score.
It
wouldn't have never did that quick. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, how to finesse. So me, I am with YouTube, I am trying to work on better titles. Mm. Titles are very, very important. The more like crazy the title is, the more views you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's just how life is. I mean, really, we can make videos do 1 million views if you go crazy with the title. Because they're about to be like, damn, let me see what he's talking about. The titles is what it is. Like, just like the pandemic, I was talking about the SBA loans. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people doing the SBA loans. You heard of those?
What's that? Oh, the small business shit?
Yes. But, you know, the small business loans are very old. But people during 2020, you know, they've been giving up a lot of loans. And I was just basically telling people, like, y'all doing these loans, but y'all have to understand that the loans, you have to do exactly what you told on the application because it's a federal loan. Hmm. So if you're telling them like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go get me a Lamborghini, but I said I was going to get a house.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You can actually go to jail for that. So I was basically just putting them up on game about stuff like that as far as the SBA loans.
Mm, yeah, and we've seen that. We've seen people like within hip hop. I can't even remember who, but we've seen people get caught up for misusing their small business loans.
Yeah.
It's really happening. I seen somebody made a video. Known scammer Bandman Kevo is trying to silence me.
Yeah, I seen that too.
I don't even know who this guy is or what it's about, I was wondering what your synopsis is.
No, look, basically, I seen it. When I seen him make a video on me, he was like, you know, I've been looking at Bandman for a while, and I don't really believe he has Airbnbs and rental cars, and because he never shows the location of the places.
Right.
So me, I didn't even respond to him because I'm just like, it's just clearly a YouTuber. How you even put my face in the thumbnail next to like scam and all that? Yeah. I just felt like basically he was trying to cloud up off me, trying to get more views. You Definitely. Know what I'm saying? Because I shot right past him on the subscribers. So clearly he'd been on YouTube before me, and already I'm making $25,000 damn near a month off YouTube, and I just really start really getting on it. You know what I mean? Because I shoot a lot of advertisement to my YouTube right now. So,
but you run those advertisements on YouTube for your YouTube videos?
Through Google, Facebook. Man, I run every time I drop a video, I run it through Facebook, I run it through Instagram, and through Google.
Really?
I'm not playing.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm going to be at 1 million subscribers soon, at least by March.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like already in 30 days, I went up like 86,000.
Right.
Just off ads. So I feel like whoever that guy is or whatever, they're seeing me grow, bro. Right. So they like, damn, let me try to, you know what I'm saying? This person to try to, you know, catch
up. Trick in the book.
Yeah, basically. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, oh, this scammer or, you know, something like that. So anyway, I don't even know who he is, to be honest.
It's crazy because, you know, running YouTube ads or, you know, Facebook ads or whatever for your content doesn't really make sense if all you have is content, because you just don't make enough money off YouTube that you might have to spend $100,000 on advertising to make $10,000 or $20,000 off of advertising. You need like a high end product that you could be selling, like the OnlyFans. That, especially that's reoccurring, where if you get one good customer that might stick around for 6 months or a year, that person's worth a shitload of money to you. So you kind of need to have that one big thing that you're selling in order for that shit to make sense.
And a lot of people, so because I've been doing giveaways lately, I did a $30,000 free smile. I'm giving away some Louis Vuitton AirPods. I'm giving away a whole makeover, like a girl BBL chest.
I saw that
teeth.
Tweet. I might pay for somebody's girl's body to get done on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm gonna probably spend about $30,000, but guess what? I'm gonna promote it on the radio. I'm gonna advertise it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm gonna spend about $30,000, but I'm gonna make, you know what I'm saying, probably about $100,000, $200,000. You know what I'm saying? It's just good marketing. Like most people who do giveaways, they tripling their money.
Right. See, you know, hearing you talk about doing all the stuff on OnlyFans, and then also when I was interviewing Ruby Rose, she started talking about how DDG apparently made so much money off YouTube or off OnlyFans from just, I don't know, explaining how to be a YouTuber or whatever. Yeah. That just kind of blew my mind. I was like, shit, I know so much about how to make YouTube content or how to sort of turn being passionate about something into making your content pop off. I was like,
yeah, you should do that.
You know, I feel like I think
you will go up if you do that.
I need that course. I need that tutorial about how to exactly frame it, because it's like, you know, I've never really thought about it like that before. I almost feel like that kind of content wouldn't necessarily go crazy on YouTube, but if people felt like they were getting a really like personalized sort of education and how to make content and shit.
I keep mine personal. I don't do it too professional. I do it from my phone. I might be in a Lamborghini. I might be in my home. I just pick up the phone and just start talking. Straight personal. No professional. Set the camera up. None of that. This is straight personal. And I also give them links to, like, I'm going to just give them one on here. But FameSwap.com. Have you ever heard of FameSwap.com? No. Okay, basically FameSwap is you're not famous and you're trying to get famous. So you go to FameSwap.com and you buy a big account. You might buy an Instagram page that got 200, 300, 400,000 followers, and you can just buy it, and now you can even buy verifications. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like legit. Not, you know, a lot of people scamming, talking about they can get you verified. No, it's real places that can verify you out here. So I'm giving them all that information on my OnlyFans, and people getting verified, they buying big accounts, I'm also telling them how to reach certain rappers, because sometimes you can't reach certain models or rappers. So if you have OnlyFans and you're a female, basically how to properly get in contact with this big time model who you want to get your OnlyFans promoted on, right? So a lot of people be DMing people. They be like, bro, I just thought DMing. First of all, you need to hit their email. You know what I'm saying? So I be just telling them little stuff like that, and they be learning from it. Mm. They learning a lot, though.
It's funny how as you get more professional or as you get more success with your content, you kind of start to stop to think. So you stop thinking about interesting things you can do to sort of growth hack and, like, you know, find ways to scale your shit up. And yeah. Like the other day I was working on this YouTube video, and I was thinking that there's another YouTuber who makes very, very similar content to this video that I've been working on, but it's outside of my normal thing. So a lot of my fans might not necessarily want to see this video from me, but I was thinking, if I hit this guy up and tell him, hey, I want to just pay you, I want to give you 500 or $1,000 just to shout out my video in the intro to one of your videos, I immediately was like, if I do that, I could have all of a sudden, however many views he gets, if he gets a couple hundred thousand views, and all of those people who are watching his video are the types of people that might want to watch my video.
That's smart.
That could immediately open me up to that market that I want to be in a way that it would take me so fucking long to be able to do in general. That's just smart.
Because what I do is, like, even right now, I find, like, girls, some of these big time models, I'll be like, man, how much you want for, you know, a swipe up for my OnlyFans, or how much you want for a page post? And I pay them. Like, I'll be like, hey, just post me on your page or whatever. And I do that to make it go viral, you need like 3 posts at the same time with these big following. Mm. You're going to go up at least 3,000, 4,000. 3,000, 4,000 at $50, you do the math. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Compared to what you about to get these girls, you might get them 2,000 each. So that's 6,000. But you finna make 3 to 7,000 new subscribers, depending on how they do it and how they say it. So if they really get on there genuinely talking about, oh, well, he really, you know, did this and I got this going on or whatever, they gonna subscribe. You know how people is. Mm. They see it too. Let their favorite rapper say it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know who we might have not taken seriously enough? I don't know. You might have been locked up during this, but you remember Ty Lopez?
Yeah.
He used to have the pre-roll ads on every fucking YouTube video for years and years there. And I didn't understand. Like, who the fuck is this goofy ass dude? Why is he putting these pre-roll ads on YouTube over and over? And now I sort of realize it's exactly the same as what you were doing, where he has a product that he's selling at the end of the day that makes it worth him running shitloads of YouTube videos. And now he's famous enough from that we all know who he is.
Yeah.
And that's worth a lot.
I definitely seen him. He's super rich, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, it's like, damn. So, like, it just shows you, like, You can come up. That field is different. It's the thing about they field, it's not really like pressured like the music field.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's wide open for me, to be honest.
Right.
Like, if I come up and I'm different. I'm not a threat to them. I wear jewelry, I'm flashy. So they won't try to hold me back versus like how the music game is. Mm. You coming in there, shit, they trying to keep their artists big. Mm-hmm. You know, they trying to keep you really out because they got what they got going on and they want to keep it there. You become a threat when you come in the rap game with $200,000-$300,000 worth of jewelry, nice cars, you living good, and you have that big budget to blow yourself up to the next level. Mm. People be scared of that.
Yeah, it's crazy when you realize the extent to which a rapper or an artist will not co-sign another rapper or an artist unless they feel like they got something to gain from it.
Yeah, benefit.
I realized that when I was managing X back in the day, and I got all these mega A-list rappers, managers hitting me up and shit like that. Yeah. And I'm thinking like, wow, X is about to do a song with Future. And then I'm realizing, like, no, Future wants to sign him. And if he signs to him, then he's going to be able to do music with him. But realistically, he ain't really going to be interested in him. But then also, if a rapper then hits a big enough level, then every artist just want to work with him.
That's because when they hit that level, they need them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Mm. If you're not needed to these people, they're like, man, shit. You know what I'm saying? So me right now, what I'm doing, I'm trying to make myself needed in two different lanes. Mm. See, this, I'm still like be rapping, right? But I want to be that. I want to push more. I want to give 80% to the education, right? Mm. So now, if I'm needed, because money is power. You get what I'm saying? Money can create a lot of things. It can make a lot of stuff happen. So I'm just like, if I take this lane over and then push it over, even if it's just signing artists, right? Mm. Or just doing whatever, I just want to switch things up to come different, a little bit different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because the different always get the richest.
Yeah.
People like different.
Different is the whole fucking story. Your shit just has to be differentiated. A lot of times I see people and they're asking me for advice or whatever, and then I see what kind of YouTube channel they come out with or what kind of clothing line they come out with, and it's just the same shit that I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's just their version of it, and it's like, you know, I want to see you win and shit, but you're going to have to think of something different. Yeah, you're going to have to figure something out.
Be exotic. Just be, you know, it just... Like just like with songs, bro. You know, like when it's that song and it's real different, it's triple platinum because it's different. It's like, wow, I haven't heard that sound. It's just the same way, you know.
I was getting ready to do an interview recently. I was listening to this artist and I was like, you know what? This guy is really solid. Like his voice is good, his flow is good, the shit he's saying sounds cool, he looks cool in his photos and stuff, but none of that was way better than everybody else out there. I'm like, you know, even I was looking at him, he reminds me of X, already popular rapper, but none of the things that I would judge this rapper based on is better than that rapper. So I could never imagine a fan just deciding like, nah, fuck that X popular rapper's new album, I'm gonna listen to this guy instead.
Exactly.
It's like you have to have something different or something that's gonna make you stand out. And you see it all the time, like, you know, like the baby was a struggling rapper for all those fucking years until he figured out his I listened to the mixtapes before he blew up too, and they were solid, but he really like figured out something flow wise and everything at that certain time that let him go to the next level.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of rappers sort of seem like they're kind of in the dark about the fact that no, you're gonna have to really figure out something that makes you special here.
Man, something. Yeah, yeah. That's true. You're right.
Is there a part of you that kind of likes to avoid getting involved in like the drama of the rap world or the street type conversation that's always going on in hip hop?
Man, sometimes I look at stuff and I just be like, man, it seemed fake a little bit.
Really?
You know, a lot of the stuff, because, you know, I follow pages and stuff, and I just be like, the more I look into the music shit, I just see a lot of fakeness. Like, it's almost like a lot of shit is being, like, created.
Right.
Like, it's not real. You know what I mean? But then I also got to understand music and all this rap shit is entertainment.
Yeah.
So I sometimes be thinking, like, damn, is it even real? You know what I mean? So sometimes I see stuff and I just comment on it, but it don't be too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just,
right.
I don't get deep into it.
I saw this comment that you dropped on Twitter. You said, Quando talking like he was the shooter. Boy, he was getting your ass whooped.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, I thought Bam Bam Kevo had kind of left the street chatter on Twitter behind.
No, I just, when I posted that, I was basically just, when I heard the song, bro, I was just thinking to myself, like, bro, you didn't do the shooting. So it's like, I see, like, it's sad, you feel me? I see him, like, taking the credit for something that he didn't do, but then I just look, it's kind of, it just mess with me a little bit, because I'm just like, damn, bro, like, you know, everybody feeling fucked up, and then you going back and forth with, you know, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's a clout thing with him, you know?
It's kind of weird, because at first when that shit went down, the statement that was put out there is like, oh, Quando Rondo feels horrible about everything that happened and stuff, and then he comes out with
just turned.
Yeah, and it's like he kind of realized that, like, oh, I gotta play the villain.
It's somebody must have told him, like, man, take the clout and run with it. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I feel like he just really, first of all, he knows, like, he know for a fact all the days on this earth, bro, that they gonna catch up. people gonna catch up with them. Like, you gotta know that.
Yeah.
So if you're making it worse, then you can't trust nobody around you at all, because then the people that you have around you, right? If they put a million, two, three, 4 million on you to catch you, right? Okay, are you giving your homies that's around you 2-3 million?
Right.
Like, come on, bro. Like, you really, like, and then you're making it worser. Mm. Like, me personally, I would just not say anything and just, I probably would have deleted my account or something versus doing what he's doing. Like, he's playing a dangerous game.
But it's unfortunate for him, because I don't really know that there's a way that he can win in this situation, because he just happens to be the less popular rapper involved in that dispute. The more popular rapper, the really beloved rapper, like King Von was quickly becoming somebody that was just worshipped. Like, and like, people loved him for whatever reason. They just really found him charming and they liked his music, etc. And for him to be on the other end of that, because I can already imagine if this situation had gone down the other way, if Quando started swinging on King Von and Von's homie shot him, I feel like they would be treating Von like a fucking hero for it because he was just the more liked one in that whole scenario.
Yeah. He definitely liked more. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I just think, like, man, I don't, it's crazy. And when I see it on the internet, I'll be like, wow.
Mm.
It's, I know everybody's shocked about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I know you can't be not shocked about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like with Rondo, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, because he's just going to have to deal with this shit for a long ass time. And then, like I said,
you got to slowly, like, he show his guys, you know what I'm saying? But you got to think about it. These people that's around you, are they going to be willing to take that money when that money get offered?
Mm.
You gotta think about that now. You're not putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day or $500,000 in a pocket.
Mm.
So you got to watch your ass. You're not... He can't honestly say he fully trusts him.
Right.
You feel me? So, and then hopefully if he is doing something, the dude that did it, are you even going to take care of dude in jail?
Right.
Like, it's a lot of stuff, bro, like, with that. Like, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in that situation, but I just spoke on it like, bro, you made a whole diss on me. Like, you the fucking shooter, you know?
Do you go very out of your way to avoid that kind of energy in your life at this point?
Yeah, I don't really get into... that type of drama, you feel me? Like, I'm more low key. Like, if it got on that, I can get on that, you know. But I want to be.
If you're in that kind of situation, that energy consumes your whole fucking life. It's hard for you to sit back and focus on business when you gotta worry about
you gonna strictly focus on that person until that person caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure, you gonna make you ain't even gonna want to do nothing until he caught up with, basically.
Mm.
If you was in that field, you know what I'm saying? If you was against him, you're like, oh, man, I got to get him. My career don't even matter no more until he caught.
Right.
Yeah. Feel me? So,
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that is.
For sure. Well, so what else you got going on? What else we need to know about?
Man, like I said, I'm finna start dropping my music first quarter, you know. My main focus right now is courses and books. Mm. I just want everybody to subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to my OnlyFans to learn information, and we're going to keep it coming, you know?
Yeah. I might have to holler at you once you drop this course. I'm trying to figure out what my course might look like or what they might want.
I definitely can help you out, though, because I got some people that's doing it that's going to make sure it's, like, glass. And the main thing about it is not even just the course. It's really the advertisement, bro.
Because
the advertised marketing is the one of the most important things. That's how people are getting rich. Yeah. The more people Adam 22 is in front of, at least, let's say if it's a billion, 10% of that, if they sign up, you do the math.
That's smart.
You know, so.
Damn.
That's all I'm doing.
I can think of a way to. I feel like if my girl had the fucking how to be an OnlyFans girl too.
Y'all would be so. You would have one account that got 700,000, 800,000. This account got 300,000. This account got 200,000. Because that's what I'm going through right now. This girl got this, that. I got this. And I just really save all my money. You know what I'm saying? And I just spend their money.
Very interesting. You're really making my mind work right now. I can't handle it, bro. It's too many gears grinding up top right now.
Yeah.
Pause. All right, Bandman. It's always a pleasure, man. I feel like every time we stop in to have one of these chats, it's like a little bit of a financial seminar where we figure out exactly what we're doing and shit.
Yeah. You know, we'll be back.
Too much ice. Yeah. Gotta give me some of that. I finally got myself a fucking workout watch right here. It's telling me my heart rate is. It's telling me how my workouts are going and everything.
Yeah. I need one because I'll be working out too every day.
Yeah, bro, I could tell. You're fucking jacked still. You're still on that, right? Is that a big part of keeping you on track? Is like, yeah, you still hit the gym?
Like, I be stressed out a lot. Like, not like like a bad stress, but not being where I want to be yet. Because I want to be like a, I want to be worth $100 million, so I be kind of stressed out about it. Like, I be wanting to bad. Like, so I just go to the gym, like, for 60 minutes, hop on the treadmill for about 60 minutes, work out for about another 20 minutes, take my BCAAs, protein, just every day.
Oh, you're definitely going to have a supplement company in the future, huh?
Oh, man, I need one bad.
I know it's, people who are so rich off that shit.
Man, I want to, but first I need to get my body more, a little bit better.
That's how I feel about doing the porn shit. I'm like, man, I'm watching the video of myself. I'm like, bro, you need to lose some fucking weight if you're going to keep doing this.
Yeah, I just want to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just want to be right. You know how I go, because, like, when you look at other people, you just like, damn, bro. Like, even with the porn thing, you know, you see other people, you're like, damn, I want to be, like, more, you know, abs, better. Yeah. But what you feel about the lipo? You know, I see so many rappers doing that now.
I just am confused by it because it's like, you know, I'm somebody who's gained and lost weight a bunch of times in my life. Yeah. I can't really imagine how weird it would look to remove a bunch of fat from my stomach, but then have my legs and my ass still look exactly the same.
Yeah, that's like what I was thinking.
Yeah, but in the past when I've lost like a lot of weight, it's like I'm losing weight from my whole body at the same time, and that looks normal. I can't really, like, I wouldn't want to like have my stomach be smaller, but then have everything else look the same. Yeah, I feel like it's going to look bugged out.
I think people are doing like everything, like the doctors are overseas, they doing,
they can get it out of everything, but
yeah,
that's a lot of pressure, like to be hitting the arms, hit the gut, hit the, because when you really lose weight you realize like, oh, I see it in my face, I see it in my legs. I see it in my hands, I see it in every part of me, you know,
because I just seen yesterday I seen Funk Flex, he was I seen that, I'm like, oh, he getting all everything done and shit, so I was just like, oh, okay. But no, nah, I just seen a lot of rappers. It's like becoming more popular, I guess.
Maybe we should open a lipo. Yeah, we'll make a
bag. We'll make it. I know them doctors making a bag, bro.
Hell yeah!
I want to open a doctor's office, even a teeth. You know, I got my teeth done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
you didn't have that done last time?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah. I mean, my teeth was already nice, but I just got them like super nice. These like the top veneers. You know what I mean?
No, so they look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep interviewing people who have veneers, and then when I'm interviewing them, I'm looking at their teeth a little and thinking, those are veneers. Yeah, I can figure it out. My boy AD, I see mad people with his same exact teeth.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bayman Carroll, appreciate you coming in, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you being
here. Hey, and everybody out there, go get yourself some motherfucking education.
Yes, sir.
Smarten up. Hey. Bayman Kevo, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want support.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah.